This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are at day two of the Visionary Annual Conference 2025, and I'm joined by one of the workshop leaders. Can you introduce yourself and what your workshop was about?
Absolutely. My name is Shari Attu. I work for TPT, Thomas Pocklington Trust, and I delivered a workshop on getting it right by getting it real. And it was about opening up those conversations between those who are sighted and non-sighted and making it a comfortable situation. We ask questions such as, what would you classify as a safe space? And we ask them two questions. If you are a non-sighted person, what would you need people to understand about your experience at work? And if you were a sighted person, we asked you, what things are you afraid of saying or doing? Afraid of getting wrong, essentially. And the aim of this was to quench that fear of getting it wrong, understood a series of things such as simply treat people, as human beings, as individuals. I'm visually impaired myself, partially sighted, since I'm newly visually impaired in the last 2 years. I'm still adjusting to things, having worked at TPT. This being the first time I've worked within sector, you're allowed to find your way, which I really loved and respected, but at the same time, you're not babied or treated less than. They expect you to be proficient at your role. They're not saying, oh, because you're blind, we're kind of expecting you to slack. No, rather, you are great at X. I'm great at leadership projects. I'm great at leading and speaking. However, I happen to be blind. And more changing that narrative and making it inclusive, the dialogue inclusive, less uncomfortable by just being real.
And what were some of the kind of personal experiences that led you to want to do this workshop to help people meet in the middle and have more productive and safer conversations?
Because this is what I needed. You know, when I first lost my eyesight, I had no idea where to look. I had no idea which resources were available to me. Definitely a learning phase. The grace has been very helpful because I put pressure on myself anyway. I was raised as a military kid, so I'm just naturally hard on myself. But I was reminded quite often to just relax, take your time. You know, there's a lot to learn. It's a new journey for you, and that's fine. You know, we're not putting pressure on you or don't expect you to grasp it faster than you can grasp it. You know, at the same time, there's still a business to run, so hence the underlying pressure will be there. My experience required me, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis back in 2021. So it required me to learn again. I'm talking Ironman learning, like learning how to move my body. I couldn't walk 2 years ago, so I, you know, spent 3 years just learning to regain my functions, you know, and my eyesight was the last thing to go and has sustained for the last couple of years. So that was the newest thing for me to adjust to once I started walking again. It was just an ever-learning curve from that point, but knowing that the ears were available, knowing that they genuinely cared. And that was an adjustment in itself, because another thing we spoke about in the workshop was building trust. And one of the delegates did mention something pretty exceptional. You have to trust the trust that's being given. So if you can't trust it, you therefore can't really perform or operate, you know, to the best of your ability in the environment you're in. When you haven't had the majority of your journey being supported by said individuals or anyone else for that matter, it does take an adjustment for you to learn other people's culture. Yeah, those two things were key. And just, again, the knowing that I could ask questions. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know.
And finally, if people have gone to someone and they've wanted to have an honest conversation and they've opened up and they have received a disappointing response or they haven't felt like they were met with kind of openness, what did you find helpful or what did you tell yourself to kind of keep hope that there would be people that would make you feel safe and be open to hearing your experiences?
I look for success stories. So if I can find someone, whether they're my peer, my colleague, my neighbor, or someone famous or someone that's, you know, amassed significant success despite their respective challenges, I look for that individual first. I look for key players who are in the position I desire to be in. And from that, I try to reverse engineer their journey as best as I can, or at least research as much as I can what they managed to do, you know. And it does impact. It impacted my confidence when I lost my ability to walk more than see, even though it's still, you know, subtly at play. But nonetheless, when I lost my ability to walk, I lost my confidence. And I understand how that can be challenging to raise those conversations. Confide in someone. You have to be vocal. There's a saying that says, closed mouths don't get fed. So you have to let someone know that you're hungry and you have a plate open. It's just that you don't know where to go for food, you know? And if you find a way to shape that, the help will come to you. You will find allies for sure.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Amelia.